when we ministered at Evangelist Werimo's Faith Evangelistic Ministry. And it's amazing, you know, to for me to have met him and to see how the Lord has been moving so mightily through his life. And let me tell you, today you're going to be ministered to. You're going to be blessed. Amen. And so please welcome with me Pastor James to the microphone so that he can come and bring the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and just tell them Happy New Year. Amen. Pastor Tony, thank you so much, and the First Lady. It's many years since I met Pastor Tony in Nakuru, where we used to minister there and serve there with Evangelist Mom. And it's a big blessing to see what God is doing here, and thank you so much for the honor of just coming to this house and being a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we appreciate our pastor? The words that I'm going to share with you today, if you take them, if you receive them seriously, your life will definitely change. Amen. I can guarantee you that the words that I'm going to share today can change your life. You can see, excuse me, I'm rebuking a cold in Jesus' name. Amen. You can receive notable progress in a span of about less than 3 months. Notable progress in your life. Praise the Lord. And let me begin by saying that your future is determined by who you believe. Your future is determined by the person that you have chosen to believe. And I want to share with you nuggets that God has put in my spirit. And I was saying the other day, I've just come from Chicago, and I was saying the other day that I cannot preach what I don't believe. Neither can I preach that which hasn't worked in my life. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I cannot teach that which is not working in my life. And I cannot teach that which is not a conviction in me. You see, and we were talking with my wife on phone, actually, I think it was yesterday, and I was asking her, share with me, what's burning in your heart? And she said, let me think. I told her, if you have to think, then it's not burning. If I gave you the microphone right now, and I told you, speak, what are you going to say? Are you going to say, give me 3 minutes? Or what is burning? What is God saying to you right now? Amen. And so right now, I'm bringing you a rhema word. Amen. It's a rhema word. It's something that God has been speaking. It's something that I would say has been regurgitating in my spirit. It's something that has been cooking. Amen. I want to share with you today about 5 indisputable factors that will guarantee divine acceleration in the year 2013. 5 indisputable factors. And you can get a pen and a paper. You can write notes. Amen. And I want you to mark the words that I'm saying. 5 indisputable factors that will guarantee divine acceleration in the year 2013, thank you. Somebody is listening. What is difference with this year? What is different? Let me say a point here. It's not what the year has to offer. It's what you have to offer to the year that matters. A year is a year. There's no difference between 2012 and 2013. The soil, if you plant a farm in 2012 and you plant the same farm 2013, it's the same. The earth is the same. The year doesn't change you. Somebody is getting a revelation. So most times I've seen, especially we Pentecostals, really get excited about years. And mostly the beginning of a year. But by May, we are tired. By September, we are depressed. And by December, we are suicidal. It's not what the year has for you that matters. It's what you have for the year that matters. Say amen, somebody. It's not what you have for the what the year has for you, is what you have for the year. I'd like somebody to read for me the book of Matthew 17, verse 20. Yes, sir.
Bible says.
Yes.
So Jesus said unto them.
Yes.
Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say unto you, if your faith, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say unto the mountain, move from here.
Just hold on. Say that again. If you have faith.
If you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
You will say to this mountain.
You will say. If you have faith, somebody say if. Underline if. Say if. It says if you have faith, it says then you will say. Read that again.
If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain,
mm-hmm.
move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Amen. Let's celebrate our brother Jesse. Minister Jesse, come on, celebrate him. Amen. I thank God for him. We ministered together in Kenya many years ago, 91, 92. Great man of God. Amen. 22 years ago. Praise the Lord. Praise. Praise God. Yeah. Yes, we were teenagers. Jesus said, if you have faith, if, says then, you can say. If you have faith, you shall say. 5 irrefutable factors that will, or indisputable factors that will guarantee divine acceleration in 2013. Thank you. Listen to me. It's not what God has in store for you that matters. It's not what He has in store for you that matters. It's what you can withdraw. Big difference. I will explain. They came to Jesus, say, oh, increase our faith. Help us, Lord. Just bring it down. To verse 19. 18 and 19. Mm-hmm. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured that hour. Then came the disciples apart and said, why couldn't we cast it out? Just go ahead. And he said unto them, because of your little faith, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. You see, they said, why? Why couldn't we? Jesus answered their question. They said, why? He told them, if. Why am I not experiencing miracles in your life? If. Why am I not being blessed? If. Five indisputable factors that will guarantee. Underline the word guarantee. Guarantee. It's a guarantee that will guarantee acceleration in your life in this year. Number one. Uncommon faith. Uncommon faith. And this will soon be a book or a booklet. Uncommon faith. Praise God. Now, where does faith come from? The Bible says faith comes by hearing. So faith cometh. Romans 10:17. Faith comes. You cannot pray for that which comes. You can't ask God, give me faith. The Bible says faith comes. And it comes by hearing. I'm telling you, as I teach today, some things are going to explode in your spirits. And today you're going to live out of this place charging towards your destiny. Say amen, somebody. I want to paint a picture as I begin, because we always think in pictures. I want to paint a picture. Jesus said, if you have faith as big as a mustard seed, you can say. That's good news translation. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. Now, you can never receive beyond. Are you catching this? You can never receive beyond that which you can believe for. You can never receive beyond that which you can believe for. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 87, it says that they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. And one day God spoke to me and he says, son, I want to do so much in your life, but you limit me. You keep limiting me. But the problem with many believers is that they want God to give them more than which they can believe for. I'll give you a very simple example. When you enter a restaurant, when you sit down, what is the first thing you're given? A sharp person, come on. That's it. Same thing. When you enter 2013, what have you been given? A menu. Now, if you enter a restaurant, an order for water, or water as you call it here, and you see somebody else eating a very nice chicken or very nice beef on the other side, are you going to blame the waiter? If you're going to tell the waiter, hey man, why are you showing partiality? I think you don't like me, Mr. Waiter. How come you gave that guy such a big chicken and you just gave me a glass of water? I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. Yeah? The waiter will tell you, excuse me, sir. That's what you ordered for. That's what you ordered for. I want to ask you a question. What are you going to order for this year? What are you asking for? So by the end of the year, if you see me so blessed, don't blame God. Talk to me, somebody. Don't blame God. It's not his fault. Stop telling God that he shows favoritism. He doesn't. It's all in the menu. You can never receive beyond that which you can believe for. Oh, praise God. Say with me, I can never receive. Come on, this side, it looks like it's fiery. Say, I can never receive beyond that which I can believe for. It's a revelation that God has begun putting in my spirit. And the Lord began telling me that I want you to set aside this January as a month of increasing your capacity. Because some of us want God to fill this with a whole drum of water, a whole 10. You want a 1,000 liters poured into this glass. It won't happen. You're asking God for 1,000 liters, but you're holding a glass of half a liter. It won't happen. So God began to speak to me, and he began to tell me, I want you to increase your capacity. Increase your capacity. And what am I doing? I'm sitting down and beginning to imagine it, beginning to breathe in the things that I want to see in my future. You can never go where you have never seen. It will never happen. Never. Let me give you some three points here. There are three things that you can never do. I know somebody at the back who said, but Pastor, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hold on. There are three things you can never do. Number one, you can never do that which you have never seen. If you haven't seen it, you can't do it. You can't. You have to see it. Even a person who commits suicide, they have seen it for many days. They don't just go on a tall building and say, wow, this is the tallest building in the city. Look here. This is an opportunity. Come on. Suicide? Let's go. Nah. Suicide is premeditated. It is preconceived over a long time. Thieves don't go walking around in town and they say, wow, is this a bank? Let's go. No. The stealing happened many days ago. They planned it. They calculated. So when they come to the cashier with a gun, that's just a manifestation. Yes. Talk to me, somebody. It's just it happened. It happened in a certain nightclub behind somewhere. When four guys were sitting together, you're the one who's going to drive off. You're the one who is getting the cash. That's where the stealing takes place. It's not at the bank. Come on, give the Lord some praise. So you can never do that which you have never seen. And that's what we expect. We're coming to the house of God, waiting for the preacher with a special anointing. Special olive from Israel. To touch you and kick you into super mega acceleration. Yeah! It won't happen. Unless you see it. Give me Matthew 13. Give me Matthew 13. Verse 15. I want to ask you, what can you believe for? Bible says, for these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes have they closed. Says, lest happily they should perceive with their eyes. Now, this is how transformation comes. Number one, you perceive with your eyes, or you see with your eyes. Then you hear with your ears, And then you understand with your heart. And then what does it say? And should turn again, and I should heal them. Some versions say, and they should be converted, and I should heal them. Transformation begins with you beginning to see it. When you begin to see it, remember, before God brought Christ into the earth, what did he do? He spoke it with many prophets so that people could begin to embrace that concept. Anything God wants to do, he'll begin to put in your heart. Then this answers why some people are more blessed than others. Oh, Lord, why is so-and-so driving a Range Rover when I'm driving a junk? You've never seen it. You've never seen a Range Rover. Stop being jealous. You've never seen it. The person who's driving, do you think they just bumped into a Range Rover? Oops, miracle. You can never do that which you have never heard. Can never do that which you've never seen. You can never do that which you've never heard. And that's why sometimes it's good to just stay with people who are higher than you and just stay in their environment until that which looked so far begins to become natural. When a person joins crime, they hate it. They fear it. They can't sleep. The first day they see a shootout, they are calling mama. Mama! Crying, mama, please remove me out of here. But the more they stay in that environment, the unnatural becomes natural. So what happens? At an instinct, they kill. At an instinct, they shoot. What happened? That which was abnormal became normal. Success is not a mystery. If somebody can become a criminal, if somebody can become a prostitute, you can become wealthy. Talk to me, somebody. Nobody was born a prostitute. Nobody was born a criminal. They became. And the Bible says, to them that believed him, he gave them the power to. Success is a becoming. I don't care whether you failed. By the way, you can never succeed without failure. Some people think failure is on the left and success is on the right. No. You are here, failure, and then success. So most people, when they fail, they go back instead of going ahead. And the faster you finish your failure, the closer you get to your success. Amen. How many want to fail? Come on, amen. Yeah, because you can never succeed until you fail. How many want to fail? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like this. Let me explain it again. Failure is not on the left and success on the right. You can never get a yes until you get a no. I was reading a biography of this guy called Colonel Sanders, who started KFC. At 65, he finished. He retired, was given his bonus, and he looked at it. He was in tears. He was planning to commit suicide. But before he committed suicide, he said, well, wait a minute. What shall I be remembered for? He told the rope, hold on. He said, what am I good at? He said, I'm only good at making a nice chicken. He said, all right, rope, wait a minute. Let me go and make some chicken. I'll talk to you later. started walking the streets of America, going to hotels and restaurants, giving them his own recipe for a chicken for 2 years. Nobody bought it. 2 years. You're talking about a man 65 years old. Nobody bought it. But after the 2 years, orders started coming in. What did he do? Within the 2 years, he was finishing his failure so that he can go to success. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You can never do that which you've never seen. You can never do that which you've never heard. You can never do that which you have never perceived in your heart. It will never happen. If it has never entered your heart, it says, you know, give me 1 Corinthians. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter, I believe chapter 2. Are you enjoying this? What verse says, the verse we like, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Let me look at that. Verse 9? Yes, 9. As it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which has God has prepared for them that love him. But you see, we stop there. And we like singing it. Eye has not seen. And we are saying, yeah. Give me the next one. But God has revealed. That's what makes the difference. I'm not excited that it has not been seen. I'm not excited that it has not been heard. That doesn't excite me. What excites me is the Bible says that, but God has revealed those things in our heart. Do you know what? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not been perceived. But this changes verse 9. What does that mean? It means now I have seen. Talk to me. Ear has heard. Heart has perceived. This changes it. Because the moment it's revealed, is it heard? Talk to me. The moment it's revealed, is it seen? The moment it's revealed, is it perceived? All the ladies here are a witness that you can never give birth to a child that you never conceived. Never. So the question is, in 2013, what are you birthing? What are you birthing in 2013? I'm asking this side, what are you birthing in 2013? What are you birthing? If you're going to birth something, it means you're pregnant. Shake your neighbor for me. Just shake them. Ask them, what are you birthing? Just shake your neighbor for me. Ask them, what are you birthing? You cannot birth if there's nothing inside. So you can prophesy 2013, yeah, 2013, yo. 2013, yay. All that is dry. Means nothing. You're just making some noise. If there is nothing in there, I'll be no bathing. Have you gotten that? So the first ingredient that will accelerate us into or guarantee acceleration is uncommon faith. Praise God. Uncommon faith. And that's why I told you that in a restaurant, a waiter can never serve you that which you never ordered for. Most of us are waiting for waiters to come and bring that which you didn't order for. Let me ask you, do you think a waiter can discern what you need, what you want? I feel you want chicken. I feel you want some prawns. Waiters don't come like that. And even if he perceives, he cannot give you. Because he's not obligated to ask you to pay for it. Because even if he ever gave you, you can eat it and say, I didn't ask for it. Talk to me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Are you enjoying this lesson? Amen. Jesus said, if you believe, you can say. I want you to catch this. If you believe, you can say. Let's change the verse the other way around. If you don't believe, you cannot say. Remember Matthew 17:20? We just read it. It says, if you believe, if you have faith like a mustard seed, then you can say. Do you know why people don't say what they want to experience? It's because they don't believe it. Yeah. But if you really believe, you will say. Let me tell you. By the end of this service, I want you to get a pen and a paper and write down things that you want to bathe this year. Praise God. We've been waiting on God, but God has been waiting on you. Yeah. And I'm sitting somewhere and beginning to internalize what I want to do. Sometimes when you begin towards a certain dream, even the thought scares you. Sometimes when you attempt a big thing, even the thought scares you. But you know what? You need to stay at it. Just like a criminal who's just been introduced into crime. Stay there long enough. You're going to be a criminal. Stay there long enough. You're going to bathe that which you want. What do you want to perceive this year? What do you want to see at the end of the year? What type of checks do you want to be receiving at the end of the year? Some of us, the reason why you can never be paid more than you are being paid today is because you have never internalized it. You have to perceive it and think it, believe it. And then you know what? I like what my mentor says. He says, when your heart decides the destination, your mind will draw the map there. Just walked in here and I thought something that I want to do this year. Just sat here. Praise God. I just thought about it. And that's why sometimes when you want to do something, sometimes just go there. If you want to buy something, just go and touch it. Do you have the money? Not necessarily. Just go and touch it. Familiarize. I'll be back tomorrow. Familiarize yourself with it. Remember what I said? Crime does not happen at the bank. It happened when they are planning it. So, anything you ever want in life, What car do you want to drive? Have you gone for a drive test? There's a car I've literally been admiring on the road. And I will not tell you which one. And on Friday, I went to a car dealership. I said, can I test this car? Let me tell you which one. They've just released a new Volkswagen van called Rotan. Very compact car for family, and hey, they should pay me, yeah? I say, let me try that car. I went and drove that car, my goodness. Shoo. Push the button, both side doors open, passenger doors open, the features for children and all that kind of a thing. Awesome. See what? When you enter there, drive it, you are now nearer. And you know what you realize? You realize it was not even as expensive as you thought. I used to do my meetings at the Stanley Hotel in Nairobi, in the Stanley. And one day a friend of mine invited me for coffee at the Serena Hotel. I walked in there and said, wow. You know, some of these hotels, when you enter, something just hits you. Boom! Some aura of greatness. I said, well, I'll like to release my book here one day. You know, it was a whisper. So when we were out there going, I said, can I talk to the manager who is in charge of events? The guy came. A guy called Shitada. He just came. And when we talked, he showed me the prizes. I could not believe it. The mountain was in my head. It was not with Serena. Talk to me right now. Because they were charging cheaper than the Stanley. Come on now. I want you to shake your neighbor and tell them it is achievable. And it cannot be achievable. Say, it cannot be achievable. Until it's seeable.
That's true.
Say with me, it cannot be achievable until it's seeable. Yeah. If you cannot see yourself walking a lady down the aisle, it will never happen. You're still single. It will never happen. You have to perceive it. Praise God. I launched my book at the Serena. And I never ever went to the Stanley. Okay. Yeah. You know why? The mountain was here. It was not there. I came to break barriers in Jesus' name. What are strongholds? They are thought patterns. Let me give you the next ones quickly. Praise God. Number two. Five indisputable factors that will guarantee divine acceleration. Number one is uncommon faith. Number two is an uncommon gift or talent. An uncommon gift or talent. Let me say this. Everybody is born with certain ability. Everybody has something that makes them stand out. Everybody. Praise God. But your greatness does not come in the form of a finished material, finished product. It comes in the form of a raw material. Do you know that you are not born as a finished product? Praise God. Nobody is born a pastor. We become. Nobody is born a wife. You can be born a woman or a girl, but a wife you become. Nobody is born a man. We are born male. And we have so many male that has not yet become man. Praise the Lord, somebody. I don't care whether everybody in your house plays piano. You're not a pianist by being born in that family. I don't care whether Kirk Franklin is your father or Cece Winans. You are not a singer by being born in that family. You become. Are we together? And an uncommon gift has to be developed. And that's why champions are not born, they are made. Amen. And that's why your gift has to be discovered and then it has to be developed. Amen. Let me say this. You are not born great. You become great. And that's why some people, when they fail their standard 8 examination, they quit. They thought that there was the end of life. Others did not go to the university. They failed. They thought, oh my goodness, that's the end of life. That's not the end of life. Greatness is a becoming. And that's why the Bible says that a living dog is better than a dead lion. Ecclesiastes 9:4. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 22:29, it says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business?" Have you seen a man who is diligent in his business? The Bible says that this man shall not stand before mere people. He shall stand before kings. What is diligence? I call it the law of diligence, the law of applied diligence. And the fact that you have a gift, God can give you a gift, but it has never been harnessed. How many know that a waterfall has potential to make electricity, but somebody has to harness that waterfall into turbines and all the other things to generate power? Praise God. What have you not generated in your life? We are not born as a finished product. We are born as a raw material. Your greatness does not come complete as a package. I like what Dr. Miles Monroe says. He says, God finishes you, then he starts you. He determines your end, and then he says, come, can we start? So an uncommon gift will accelerate you into greatness. But a gift has to be developed. The other time I was here, I said about the 10,000-hour principle. For any person to master any skill, you have to put in 10,000 hours, at least, to be an expert in any field. That's 7 to 10 years. You can never become an accomplished pianist, a professional pianist, if you don't have 10,000 hours behind that machine. I have never met somebody who comes and says, you know what? It's just in me. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And I went like... It will never happen. You have to sit here for hours for you to be a professional pianist. And you know what you do? You do. That's where we all begin. And then you start doing something like faster. Faster, faster. That's how you all begin. Now, I don't care whether you are born a pianist. This guy does not know you until you develop a relationship with him. Are we together? Those 10,000 hours. And that's why, after a guy has spent those 8,000 hours, 7,000 hours, 6,000 hours, he can just go there and he's just yelling something like, yeah. You're just hearing some nice music just coming in there. You're like, pam, 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 chiriri, chung, ching, chichan, chung, ching. Like, my goodness. What has happened? He developed it. Are you learning something today? What are you willing to develop? Let me tell you, it will flee you if you just discover that nothing comes easy. Listen to me. I don't care whether it's cooking, whether it's playing basketball, whether it's studying the Word of God, whether it's being an athlete, whether it's being a golfer, you will need to apply that diligence there. And your field, there's no field that is better than another. Praise God. Let nobody lie to you. There's no field or occupation that is better than another one. Somebody is making money by making cups. There's somebody who has just become a millionaire by making cups. Talk to me, somebody. There's somebody who's just becoming a millionaire by making these labels. Another one made the plastic. Another one packaged the water. There's no field that is better than another one. It all depends on the person at the field. Are you learning something? Someone is making seats. Another one is making carpet. And another one is making use of the sewage. Turning it into manure and turning it into fuel and gas. The gas that we are using right now to heat our houses and cook. Somebody just sat there and put 10,000 hours of thought into it. And I'm telling you, you can sit there enjoying that which came of that which you cannot even go nearby. I want to ask you a question. What do you do until the clock just goes and you're not even aware of time? What do you sit at and you're like, I cannot believe I've been here for 6 hours? What do you do and you're so natural? You switch off your phone, you are so focused, you're so concentrated, time is just going. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, that man will not sit before mere people. Let me give you an example. What is the farthest state or the remotest place here in America? Alaska? Where? Kansas? Which is the place you can say is the most remote where people don't want to stay? Alaska? Now, if a little girl, 16 years old, started playing piano at 5 years old, and every day she's been playing and putting her work into the piano 6 hours a day, and she's being instructed by teachers, and she's playing at a professional level for about 7 or 10 years, can you hide her? She will come from Alaska and she will go to Hollywood. What about a certain boy who's just been developing his voice? Doing all the voice practice, doing all the development. Can you hide him? Somebody will just be walking into Alaska and he'll hear, hoo, 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 hoo. Like, wow, Have you had that boy? And before long, he'll be there, invited there. Before long, he'll be invited in another place. The next thing, you'll be hearing, oh, so-and-so Obama is coming. We want that boy to sing. Before long, that which was being in the backyard comes into the limelight. You can never hide true genius. It will always come out. You can never hide greatness. Are you enjoying this? Praise God, are you enjoying this? Number three, let me just give you. Solving an uncommon problem. Solving an uncommon problem. There's always a problem near you. The Wright brothers, they're the people who helped us fly. Can you imagine if the world, the earth now, is 6,000 years old? We have flown for about, let's say, less than 200 years. All the other years, people are not flying. But the Wright brothers, they thought about how can we fly? That's all they thought. They just thought one thing, how can we fly? They didn't care about biology. They didn't care what's the gestation period of a whale. They did not care about. They never thought about that. They didn't care about who killed Cain. Who did Cain marry? Who cares? They thought, how can we fly? Do you know why you've never found solutions? You've never thought about one thing for long enough. So how can we fly? They start studying, experimenting. And do you know it's not the Wright brothers who discovered flying? Somebody else had discovered the law of aerodynamics, but they had never put it into practice. They had written books. The Wright brothers just read the books and put it into practice. So you can succeed at a law somebody introduced. Do you hear that? You can succeed. The guy who discovered the law of aerodynamics, he died at 19. But this guy, that's what the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, so that he may run with it. Oh, hallelujah. And let me tell you, you may not be the one who may discover something, but somebody may have just pushed it to the threshold. Say amen. Amen. Thomas T. Edison is not the guy who discovered or the law of that made the fluorescent lamp. Some people had done that. Other guy tried, experimented 999 times until one day, pop. Let me tell you, the moment you click like that, you're a billionaire. Somebody say, like, do like this. The moment you do like that, you're a billionaire. When you solve an uncommon problem. They solved a problem. Are there problems still in the future? Many. Maybe 100 years from now, flying will be not amusing anyone. Maybe a guy is going to just discover how we can become aeroplanes ourselves. You say, where do I need to go? Atlanta, Georgia. Whoa. Now, it looks so funny. But it will happen. A day is coming when nobody will be holding a mobile phone, talking, cell phone. Be like, this is, can't believe you guys are holding such big things. It'll be like maybe a chip on your ear. Behind your ear, that's invisible. And you're just walking like, hello, how you doing? Yeah, man. Problems are still there. Tell somebody next to you, problems are still there. Problems are still there to be solved. When you solve an uncommon problem, you initiate acceleration in your life. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And let me say this on this law. Stop giving your gift where it's not needed. Did you hear that? Stop taking your gift where it's not needed. Study the market where you need it most. Some of you can do so well. Let me tell you, some of you can become millionaires instantly when you locate a place where you are needed. That's why the wise man said, don't go where you are tolerated. Go where you are celebrated. There are states here in America where you can do your profession and make all the money, and you are working 3 days a week. But you don't know it. But we are all squeezing together. We are all squeezing together in one place. And that's why we are irrelevant. Solve an uncommon problem and see how money will follow you. Let me say this on this point. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 17, verse 2, it says, a wise servant shall bear rule and even receive an inheritance in the place of a son who causes shame. You don't have to be Thomas Edison for you to be successful. You don't have to be the Wright brothers for you to be successful. You don't have to be a super engineer. You can be very good at following an instruction. You can be very good at serving. And sometimes, Pastor Tony, I would rather serve Obama and clean his shoes than work at McDonald's. Let me give you a thought. What if you went to the governor of Texas or senator of Texas and you say, sir, this is my business card. And in case you have any problem you want solved, you want somebody to send, you want somebody who can help you, you want somebody who serves you, I'm available. What can happen? The guy may not have a need for you that day, but 3 weeks later, he'll be scratching his head. My wife is delivering a child right now, and I'm needed at work, and what am I going to... this guy, where's that business card? They call you. Before you realize, you're being seen with the governor. I don't care whether I'm the one carrying the briefcase. As far as akiingia tunaingia pamoja, we enter together, that's okay with me. Praise the Lord. You may not have been born in a wealthy family, but you can enter as a servant. Proverbs 17:2, a wise servant shall bear rule. Have you seen some of those guys who used to be servants, a cook in Moy's government, a cook? Where? That guy will mess you up. A cook. Chef. Get out of there. You know, they have authority. Why? They cook for the president. A barber for the president has a say. Are you willing to solve an uncommon problem? Look for a problem. And look for a problem. You can do that as your part-time. Amen, somebody. All right. Number? Do we stop there? I finish? An uncommon opportunity. things that will change this year, an uncommon opportunity. I have come to discover that opportunities will come, and they come daily, but we don't recognize them. Praise the Lord. Can we shout an uncommon opportunity three times? Listen to me. Opportunities come daily, but they are not recognized. Opportunities come daily, but they are not recognized. And in the last few years, men of God, I would say the last few years of my life, I've been better, like 100 times better at seizing a moment than all my life combined in the former years. Some of us, when an opportunity comes, you are so blind, you are looking at the shoelaces of the king. Wow, what a shoe. Can we take a picture? I've never seen a shoe like that. Can we take a picture? What do you do when opportunities knock at your door? Do you remember I said, when an opportunity knocks, open the door, because your neighbor might be listening. When an opportunity knocks, open the door, because the neighbor might be listening. One lady at their place of work, the boss came in and said, hey, by the way, ask a lady, would you do this for me? I would like this done for me. I said, let me think about it. Another lady who was nearby said, what? I'll take it. She took it, and she got promoted. And the one who was saying, I think about it, she was so mad. Why are you keeping on taking my opportunity? Said, you said you're going to think about it. Keep thinking. Question, what opportunities have come to you this last week and you never tapped them? Days of posing for pictures are gone. Shout amen. No, I didn't hear an amen. Say amen. Amen. Those days are gone. Life is a gift. And opportunities come in 30 seconds. There are guys who go in the jungle, professional cameras, they talk about a magical moment, magical moment. They go in the jungle, they go there 5 in the morning, stay in a certain place, waiting for this bear to come out. The guy kneels down there for 3 hours, waiting for this bear to pass. Let me tell you. Anybody can take photos, but there's a difference between photos and photos. How many know that? There are pictures that are called magical moment. You can never catch it again, even if you went there again. It's a one-time shot. And that photo, when you take it out to the market, have you seen these photos that are being sold? iStock photo? When you put it out there, some photos are $2,000. There are photos that are even worth $1 million. Because the company will use that photo for advertising. But it did not take that person just a day. He had to climb a mountain. They had to carry equipment to go to that mountain just for a 30-second clip. And that's what happens in your life. You may climb the mountain of life for a lifetime, but when your opportunity comes, it'll be like, there he goes. There he comes. You either get it or miss it. The power of an opportunity. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to say, Lord, I'm not missing my opportunity this year. Every uncommon success can be traced to an uncommon opportunity. I don't know whether you're ready for this. Every uncommon success can be traced to an uncommon opportunity. The last point. The supernatural law of favor. The supernatural law of favor. Favor is a currency. And I've been studying favor for many years. Praise God. It's my last point. Favor is a currency. It's a currency of the kingdom of God. Have you ever heard people who say, I don't care who likes me. I'm not the kind of a person who wants people to like me. As far as God likes me, I'm okay. Let me tell you, you will never survive on the earth. If all you have is God liking you, this, you better die. Just die. Ask for a gangster just to kill you. Just kill me, man. I don't have favor on the earth. Jesus grew in favor with God and? Amen. Jesus, he grew in favor with God and? Amen. If you have favor with God and you have no favor with man, you are useless. Say, I need favor. 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 Say, I need it. Yeah. Go for favor. Pray for favor. Anticipate favor. Amen. Number one here. Favor is earned. It's earned. It's not just, it doesn't just come. Favor is earned. Amen. God does not drop favor on whosoever he wants. That's not what the Bible teaches. Why do you think Esther became the queen? It was not her beauty. She wasn't the most beautiful woman, and the king went like, ooh la la, mamma mia. The king didn't just see all the girls. Oh, there's no more spirit left in him. I can't just stand Esther. Just see her and, you know, my heart jumps, melts. There's nothing like that. What made favor Esther be liked? It was her conduct. And let me tell you, a beautiful woman with no character is ugly. Ooh. Nobody wants that. Bible says like a pig with a ring, golden ring, is just like a woman without discretion. Book of Proverbs. Favor. Say with me, favor is earned. Say favor is earned. Say favor is earned. She earned it. There are two words that are very different. One is love, one is trust. If somebody tells you I love you, that's a nice word. But if somebody tells you I trust you, that's a big word. You can love somebody and not trust them. Trust is a bigger compliment than love. Are you hearing me? Trust is earned. And you can never gain favor unless you are trustworthy. When the boss is looking for somebody to promote in an office, they are not looking for the smartest. Listen to me. It's not the CV. It's not the curriculum vitae or the resume. Some of us think that our future is determined by your resume. You spend all your time developing your resume. Can I ask you a question? Who had a better resume than the devil? Resume is talking about where you're coming from. Hello? It's not resume.
People change. You can have a bad resume and then enter crime. It's not about just resume. Develop it. It's good. But that's not enough. Favor is earned. Praise God. You have to prove yourself. And listen to me as I close. Kings, they look at what you don't see. They look at what you don't see. The invisible boundaries. The language that is unspoken. Do you remember Esther had an opportunity to tell the king what she wanted? But she said, can we meet tomorrow? Why? She realized the timing was not right. You can say the right thing at the wrong time, and it messes everything. Hello? Even us, you ladies who've been married, what if that guy just came when you're just about to enter the office and say, hey, what's your name? Oh, Noel, can I marry you? Can I marry you? You're just about to enter the office. Time me. Timing develops favor. What about the tone of your voice? What if you took that lady for dinner and looked at her and said, I love you? She'd be like, are you crazy? What if you went like, I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you, Lucy.
Like, do you think I'm looking for fools in my life? When you say, oh, I love you, even the way you say it develops more favor. I need to wind up. Number two, favor is pursued. You have to pursue favor. Amen. Who are you pursuing favor with this year? Who are you pursuing favor with this year? Who do you want to get favor from this year? Who? I now know more things than I knew 5 years ago. I just used to think, you know, if my heart is right with God, then I will succeed. Nah. That's a good thing. God is not at the table of interview. He will not be one of the interviewers. Let me just have the musician, the pianist just come. Praise God. Amen. I'm pursuing favor. I'm pursuing favor. I'm praying for it. I want it. Who do you want to have favor with this year? Who do you want to meet? It's possible. The musician? Could we stand together? Have you